Welcome back to On the Record. I'm producer Andrea Appleton. We're going to turn now to punk, specifically what it's like to be a woman in the contemporary punk music scene. With me in studio are two Baltimore musicians. Shauna Potter is frontwoman for the band War on Women, and Maddie Shapiro is vocalist and guitarist for Wet Brain. Maddie also runs a feminist DIY music label based in Baltimore called Girl Problem Records. On Friday, Girl Problem will release its third compilation, titled Justice. Maddie and Shauna, welcome to On the Record.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So Maddie, how did this music label come about?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I got in a car accident and I got...
Hilarious.
Yeah, well, it wasn't funny at the time, but in retrospect, it's a weird way to start a record label. I was rear-ended and then I hit the car in front of me and my car was totaled. And I had some money from a neck injury involved in that accident. I wanted to do something with the money that would be lasting and positive. So I spent it on the first 7-inch.
What would you say is your goal with the label?
My goal is to facilitate collaboration and community unity.
But you call yourself a feminist label. Does that mean that most of the bands are primarily women or all women?
Mostly every band has women involved in the creative process.
I think a big part of feminism is to obviously promote women doing their thing, right? Where they're often ignored. So that includes music of any kind, but especially punk music. So to show all these local Baltimore bands that we're really proud of that have women or LGBTQ folks in them is really important. But feminism is not just about let women do everything. I think it's totally appropriate if there's a band of all men that, you know, are outspokenly feminist and their ethos is feminist to be involved.
So, Shauna, I wanted to play a clip from the song that is included from War on Women on the compilation. So let's listen to some of You Don't Tell Me How to Live. That's the Baltimore band War on Women with You Don't Tell Me How to Live, one of the songs featured on a new compilation of feminist punk music put out by Girl Problem Records. Shauna Potter, this is political protest music. Are you voicing your own experiences here?
Yes and no. It would be a disservice to women and queer folks everywhere if I only absolutely wrote about my experiences being a very, very privileged person. I obviously deal with a lot being a woman, but I'm still fairly young. I'm able-bodied. I'm white, technically middle class. So it's a very stripped-down version of I can do what I want with my life with a little bit of humor.
You also work with and founded the Baltimore branch of an organization called Hollaback Baltimore, an anti-street harassment organization.
Yeah.
How does that interact with your music career?
I have several songs about street harassment. One that gets a lot of attention when we play is kind of from the point of view of the harasser. I'll usually pick out an audience member, either someone that is a friendly face, someone I know that's heard us before, or just some random guy in the audience. Kind of like street harassment, just picking a random person to yell at, and I'll just yell things at them that I've heard or my friends have heard. You know, nothing I say is made up. It gets progressively more aggressive and lewd and kind of just mimics the actual street harassment experience. People have a very strong reaction when we play that song. And usually for the people that experience street harassment, they are like, yes, finally, someone gets how relentless and aggressive this can be. And other folks that don't normally experience street harassment, a light bulb goes off and they see, oh, it's not just, hey, baby. it's scary.
Maddie Shapiro, what music did you grow up listening to?
Well, Bikini Kill, Dead Kennedys. I think Kurt Cobain was probably my number one guitar influence.
And do you feel like you are facing the same kind of scene that bands like Bikini Kill did, or have things changed?
That's a good question. I really don't know, to be honest.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be Bikini Kill and have the internet?
Oh, man. There would have been so much trolling.
Yeah.
And just like, ugh, the internet.
Shauna Potter, you're also a manager and a technician at an amp and guitar repair store, right?
Yeah.
That's traditionally a pretty male kind of place.
Yes.
Is that aspect of the music scene changing at all?
As far as I know, it's not. But there's a kind of online and print magazine called She Shreds, which highlights female guitar players around the country. And they have been wanting to do a workshop, like Amplifier 101 workshop. And I got an email and they said, hey, we've been looking for a female amp tech to lead this workshop. You're the only name that came up. They searched the entire country. And that really disappointed me. It put a lot of pressure on me. But I've been working on an outline for a workshop that I could teach.
And what about the people booking shows or doing other behind-the-scenes work? Are there more women in those roles now?
I'd say there's a good amount of women active in facilitating community events in the Baltimore punk scene. Yeah, totally.
Women have been part of the punk scene since the 70s, since punk began. But from what you're telling me, there's still a gender imbalance that you're partly trying to address with this label. Why do you think that is?
I think that punk was like a boys' club from the beginning. Probably just because it's a reflection.
Like
yeah, a reflection of society at large. But it needs to be a space where women are equally represented, as well as like people of color and people of other gender identifications than male or female.
There's a record release party on Friday at the Fifth Dimension on Franklin Street. Do you want to tell us anything about that event?
Sure. It's the H&H building. It's on the fifth floor. You have to buzz in. Also, I want to ask the listeners, if there's anyone who's interested in volunteering for this event, you should please email me at girlproblemrecords@gmail.com. If you want to volunteer, you will get free entrance, a 7-inch, and a flyer, and my eternal gratitude.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you.
That's Maddie Shapiro. She's a vocalist and guitarist for the band Wet Brain. She's also the brains behind the feminist DIY music label Girl Problem Records. Shauna Potter also joined me. She's frontwoman for the hardcore punk band War on Women. One of War on Women's songs is included on the compilation. Girl Problem hosts a record release party on Friday night to celebrate its new compilation titled Justice. We have details at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm producer Andrea Appleton. Thanks for listening, and tune in tomorrow.